Lesson 35, God Reveals His Secrets to His Prophets. Amos chapter 3 and chapters 7 through 9. Joel chapters 2 through 3. Study the following scriptures. A. Amos chapter 3 verses 6 through 7. Amos teaches that the Lord reveals His secrets to the prophets. B. Amos chapter 7 verses 10 through 17. Chapter 8, verses 11 through 13, chapter 9, verses 8 through 15. Amos is called of God to be a prophet, chapter 7, verses 10 through 15. He prophesies of the captivity and scattering of Israel, chapter 7, verses 16 through 17, chapter 9, verses 8 through 10. He prophesies that there will be a famine of hearing the word of the Lord, chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. He prophesies that in the last days, Israel will be a great and prosperous people. Chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. C. Joel chapter 2 and chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Joel prophesies of the wars and calamities of the last days. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. He calls on the people to repent. Chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Note that the Joseph Smith translation of verses 13 and 14 explains that the people, not the Lord, were to repent. Joel prophesies that God will bless His people in the latter days and pour out His Spirit upon them. Chapter 2, verses 15 through 32, and chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Amos ministered to the people of the Kingdom of Israel from about 800 to 750 B.C., most of these people were in apostasy. As Amos confronted the people with their sins, he prophesied dire penalties. Nevertheless, he emphasized that God was eager to cleanse anyone who would repent. Amos also prophesied about the latter days. Joel ministered to the people of the kingdom of Judah. Many of Joel's prophecies were about the latter days. What did the prophet Amos teach about the importance of prophets? See Amos chapter 3, verse 7. What does Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 37 through 38, teach about the respect we should have for the messages of the prophets? What did Amos prophesy would be the result if Israel rejected or ignored prophets' messages? See chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. In what ways can the absence of the word of the Lord be compared to a famine? How can having the blessings of the restored gospel be compared to a feast? Review Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 32, and chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, and look for answers to the following questions. What invitations has the Lord given to those living in the latter days? What blessings has the Lord promised to those who follow Him in the latter days? Additional reading: Joseph Smith History 1, verse 41, Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 14 through 28, and verses 37 through 38. End of lesson 35, God Reveals His Secrets to His Prophets.